This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Atlanta Eats on the radio.
It's Steak Shapiro and Jen Hobby on Star 94.
Steak, I'm so glad you're back in studio because I need you to settle a score.
Yes.
Is a sandwich better, toasted or untoasted?
Wow. So you've been watching my videos, right? So
I've been
all over town. I'm now the sandwich guy. I used to be the sports guy. Then I was the Atlanta Eats guy. Now I'm the sandwich guy. You can follow me at Steak Shapiro. So it's amazing, too, because my social media, since I just started eating sandwiches on camera, has gone up like five times what I ever had. It's a personal preference, right? But I think a great heated sandwich when eaten at the right when it comes out, right? So
yes.
Up where I'm from in Boston, it's a grinder. You ever heard that before?
Yep.
It's like a sub, but they call it a grinder. Hey, I want a steak and cheese grinder, veal parmesan grinder. But I like heated, you know, even an Italian, I like heated. A steak and cheese, that's heated. A Cuban, that's heated, right? A chicken parm, that's heated.
To me, it's better. It brings out the flavors more, melts the cheese a little bit, gets the
melted
bread just
cheese.
A little crunchier.
Yeah, I mean, cheese is better melted, period. So
yeah.
You'll see in a lot of my sandwiches, indeed, they're heated ones. It's hard to pull off a cold sandwich and make it as flavorful, right?
Okay.
And savory as a cold sandwich. So I'm gonna vote for hot sandwiches.
Okay, I agree with you, and I'm gonna be sharing this segment with my husband, who does not like his sandwiches toasted.
Well, he's a simpleton.
He might be.
That's why he's in the. That's why he's in the, like, running a school district or something. I'm just joking. He's a very talented man, but he should heat his sandwiches.
I agree.
So you want to talk about social media today?
Yes, because social has been exploding. There are a lot of places that are out there. They get a lot of social media attention, but which ones should we actually go visit?
So the big social media ones are like savory, delicious, crave-worthy food. So there's a place in Dunwoody at the Chevron gas station, NFA Burger, that folks love. Because it's so simple. They're like, can you believe the best burger in Atlanta is at a gas station? Yes. So let's do social media about it. The NFA burger everyone talks about lives up to the hype. Billy Kramer does a great job. The B&L Wings, Brad Malone and his wife LaWanda, B&L Wings, pickup only. Instagram sensation. Look at their Instagram, customer testimonials, everything. Go to B&L Wings and you'll find they live up to the hype. You can't eat them there. You got to get them to go. Birria El Gordo, which is a hot craze around the nation, all over Atlanta. They've got one in Marietta. Really awesome. Open only Tuesdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sunday. They run out. Birria El Gordo in Marietta, another social media sensation. And then there's the Garden Room right next to the Regis. That's a bougie night out, but the most beautiful Instagram-friendly spot. Probably you've been over there with the girlfriends.
Yes, it's so
Garden
beautiful
Room
there. You can't take a bad picture in that place.
Yeah, you're going to have to spend a little more money than at a gas station, I promise you that. But if it's a special night out and you got your pretty Christmas clothes on and your little girlfriends, I don't mean to, like, you know what I'm saying.
Yes,
it's one
sparkles.
Of those nights.
Yep.
Garden Room delivers for sure, just like Atlanta Eats does Thursday night. Watch us on TV Thursday nights and Sunday mornings at 10:30. And keep following me on social and also at Atlanta Eats TV. All the hot new restaurants and great places for winter. Got a ton of blogs out about that as well. It's brought to you by John Foy and Associates.
Thank you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.